For the second straight season, the WNBA draft will be held virtually tonight, as Commissioner Kathy Engelbert will be announcing picks from an ESPN studio in New York, while players will be at home when they are drafted. The team to watch tonight, the Dallas Wings, they'll be big players. They have the top two picks and four first-round choices. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball will commemorate Jackie Robinson Day today, but teams also have the option to celebrate it tomorrow on Friday, April 16th. So keep your eye out for Jackie Robinson Day today in Major League Baseball. This is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Thursday. It's April 15th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is doing well. I do want to close the circle on the NFL's off-season training activity program because we've talked about that all week this week on the Buzzcast. The NFL did not reach an agreement with the PA on the off-season program, so now it has imposed some guidelines or rules telling teams that, of course, on-field work will be permitted. Remember, the union publicly called for the entire off-season to be conducted virtually because of the pandemic. So the parts of the off-season program that are voluntary under the CBA, that's everything but the annual mandatory June minicamps, will remain so. So that means meetings will be conducted virtually in phases one and two. They'll allow some on-field drills during phase two, but phase three, which is late May into June, that'll include the normal 10 days of voluntary OTA work as well as the mandatory mini camps. So the bottom line, I know it's confusing, but the bottom line is this. The off-season program still will include a post-draft rookie mini camp. There'll be voluntary workouts, and there will be a mandatory mini camp next month. But another bottom line is that the players are acting on their ability to attend virtually, and they're remaining largely in solidarity on this issue about not attending in person until they have to. So a little bit more clarity on the NFL's off-season training program. Let's shift to Major League Soccer. It starts its season tomorrow. I'm sure we'll have more on the Buzzcast tomorrow. And we talked about the league's wide-ranging deal with Procter & Gamble announced earlier this week. CNBC reported that that deal could be worth between $80 to $100 million over the 5 years of its term. So I said yesterday it was a big deal for the league, but that clearly shows how significant it is for the league to have Procter & Gamble on its sponsorship roster. Another story I'm watching in MLS this year, what happens to Real Salt Lake? Remember, the team is for sale, and Jazz owner Ryan Smith is reportedly still engaged with the league about potentially buying the franchise. That's according to The Athletic. Remember, any deal would include the team, Real Salt Lake, Rio Tinto Stadium, and the United Soccer League's Real Monarch. So there's a big portfolio to such a deal. I think Ryan Smith could be a great owner for this team. Remember, he's the young 41-year-old new owner of the Jazz. He has big plans for the team. He also has big plans to use sports as a way to build appeal around Utah. He is a native of Utah, and he believes it's one of the fastest growing areas and most dynamic parts of the country. So Ryan Smith, he is one person to watch, and he's still in talks to potentially acquire Real Salt Lake. One racing series we haven't talked a lot about on the Buzzcast, but we will today, is the Superstar Racing Experience. Remember, that's backed by George Pine, Sandy Montag, Tony Stewart, Ray Everham, among others. It starts in June. It will be broadcast on CBS Sports. And CBS Sports yesterday announced its broadcast team for the first season of the Superstar Racing Experience. They'll have Alan Bestwick as play-by-play. They'll have Lindsay Zarniak as host. Brad Doherty will be an analyst, and former Fox Sports pit reporter Matt Yoakam will serve in the same position as the pit reporter. They'll also bring in drivers who will be driving in the racing series, but also analysts during the series. So some things there to keep an eye on. Remember, the Superstar Racing Experience is racing six events this summer, all on CBS, starting June 12th. At the Stafford Motor Speedway in Connecticut. The remaining five races are in the Midwest, so we're getting close to the launch of the Superstar Racing Experience, and CBS announced this broadcast team. Let's shift to the UFC because we know what a big, bold thinker Dana White is. Well, he continues to think big. And he touted yesterday that a capacity crowd will be present at UFC 264 on July 10th. That'll be at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. That has a pay-per-view card headlined by Conor McGregor. So what is full capacity? Well, Dana White said their plan is to have 20,000 fans at T-Mobile Arena for that bout on July 10th. White's comments come a day after the Nevada government announced a goal to remove all social distancing restrictions by May 1st and reach 100% capacity across the state a month later on June 1st. So the bottom line from that is that Las Vegas really wants to open up, and they think they can fully open up at 100% capacity across its venues on June 1st. And Dana White wants 20,000 fans at T-Mobile Arena for UFC 264. Let's end with three interesting notes. First, the Minnesota Twins are partnering with Techstars for a three-year accelerator program based in the Twin Cities. So that'll be the first of its kind in Minnesota sports and just the second such venture to be operated and funded by a baseball club. So what do these do? These are intended, of course, to attract and advance startup companies, and they're focused on the intersection of technology, sports, and entertainment. The only other such program in Major League Baseball is the one launched by the Dodgers. That was in 2015. So participating startups get funding, they get mentorship, they get access to resources and a global network. So the Minnesota Twins Accelerator by Techstars will begin accepting applications on May 10th for its first year of the program. But I know how important these type of programs are for franchises because they get a really early look at interesting startups in the spaces, technology, sports, and entertainment, where teams want to be leaders in. So smart move by the Minnesota Twins. Tonight, the Lakers host the Boston Celtics in Los Angeles. That's always a great rivalry. But the most important part of this game, I'm sure for a lot of people, is that fans will be allowed for the first time all season at Staples Center. So good for them. Approximately 2,000 fans will be in the arena. Like I said, it's the first time since last March. The Lakers certainly hope this is a boost to them. They've only been 16-11 this season at the Staples Center. I'm sure they will welcome the sight of fans at that facility. And finally, we talk about people all the time on the Buzzcast. This is another indication for young people looking to get their start into sports that you can work your way up. I want to tell the story about Chuck Arnold. He joined the Seattle Seahawks as an intern in 1994. Well, yesterday, the organization extended his contract as team president through 2027. He is heading into his 28th season with the organization and fourth as president, and he now has a contract extension through 2027. And just remember, he joined as an intern in 1994. So that is a perfect example of someone working their way up through the years to eventually lead an organization. So congratulations on the contract extension to Chuck Arnold at the Seattle Seahawks, one of the top-run organizations, really, in all of sports. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Thursday, April 15th. I'm Abe Madcore. Not tax day today, so enjoy today. Be good to each other. Stay healthy. I'll speak to you tomorrow.